All right, top of the agenda at the next PNB meeting, open session. Okay, thank you. And again, please, any additional ideas, things related to New York, get them into us. Thank you, so they can get on there. All right.
There may be a 15-yard penalty for intentional grounding there.
Oh, I'm not going to test that. Okay. Roman numeral 2C, motion rescinding results of the motion to dissolve frat. Uzel, you want to grab that one?
Okay. Back in March 28th, there was a vote to keep the frat around, and I would like to ask that we rescind that vote and reconsider whether we want to keep the frat around.
Okay, thank you. Want to motivate any more beyond that, or you good?
That's it.
Okay.
I'll second video to the stack.
Okay, I'm sorry, were you a second?
Oh, no.
Potential second.
Potential seconds, thank you. Okay, stack. I've got Lydia. Anyone else want to be on stack right now?
No, Benito.
Benito? Anybody else?
Teresa.
Yeah, Tracy, you can put me on the
Tracy,
stack.
Okay. So I've got Lydia, Benito, Teresa, and Tracy. Anyone else?
Margie.
Okay, thank you. Lydia, go, please.
Okay, so my objection to the frat was that during the course of its existence, most of what it presented, which was very rare, but when it did present something, it was public session material. 90% of what they presented, not last year, but the year before, so that we can hopefully lift the going concern at the time, going concern alert, was all 90% of it was material that we should have been discussing in public session. It was appalling. Not only that, but it was not very compelling. It was basically, oh, let's improve our listeners and let's raise money. And it didn't have any concrete mechanism by which to do so. And so I have not seen its usefulness. And the other thing is, the board has never been alerted as to who was the full membership and how the non-PMB members were added and why. And so, you know, those are my objections. But at a time when we're going to be under extreme scrutiny by the CPB, and also in part from what I understand due to excessive executive sessions, that I really and truly object to, and the frat never met in public session, to my knowledge. All of their meetings were in executive session. What is that? I can't imagine that we would pass the scrutiny of CPB if we restart the frat in the way it was constituted and the way it was conducted. Thank you.
Thank you, Lydia. Benito, you're next.
Teresa for the stack.
I've got you, Teresa. Go ahead. You're after Benito. Benito, it's Benito, Teresa, Tracy, and I've got someone after that. Go ahead, Benito.
Yeah, well, I'm Lydia basically said much more than what I was going to say already, but I would echo the concerns about, you know, these meetings in closed session and people being put on that committee who are unknown to the LSB that they came from. You know, and like the first time I even heard that there was such a frat, I also learned that there was an LSB member from PFW that was on that committee. The LSB did not know anything whatsoever about that. So I don't get it. That person never rendered a report. Of course he ain't going to render a report if the meetings are closed. So how is that person supposed to represent PFW? It just blows my mind. I don't understand this. In general, I just don't understand what all this this secrecy is all about.
Thank you, Benito. I can just answer a point of information if it helps for clarity of the members in terms of the staffing of the frat, if you will. The way it was decided, because I was on that committee, was it was supposed to have a membership from people both on the audit and the finance committees at the recommendation of the auditor at the time to address our financial, you know, structural problems that had led to the going concern alert. And it was voted on in that committee to additionally allow former members of either the audit or finance committee to participate but not to vote. And that would explain why certain people were members of the frat. That was decided across the board that if someone had formerly been a member of the finance or audit committees and wished to participate in frat, they could do so, but they were not allowed to vote on anything. So if that helps any in terms of understanding the population of the committee, I will contribute that part. Next up on stack is Teresa, followed by Tracy.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Go ahead, please.
I've heard various board members use, I just heard Lydia talk about excessive executive meetings, accessions. And previously I heard another board member talk about secretive meetings and hiding things. We just took a vote on keeping something into executive session. I hope that board members are not trying to set something up to encourage the FCC or CPB or others to think that we are being secretive or trying to hide something. I think we're trying to be prudent. And as to the frat, Bill Crozier was on it. I never was told that I couldn't come on the call and hear what they were saying as a director. I think it's good that we had people from the finance and the audit upon the suggestion of the auditors to address some of these problems. I think it was good. I don't think it was a committee, so I think of it as like a task force that does some, maybe perhaps something like, you wouldn't expect to do strategic planning and invite the whole world in on your work session for strategic planning. Otherwise, it's not very strategic. But to do some work to address some of these problems, I don't think is a matter of trying to hide something. Thank you.
Thank you. Tracy, you're next, please. Tracy, we can't hear you.
Yes, I'm here. Sorry. Is it my turn on the stack?
Yes, okay. You are. You are next. Go ahead.
Well, okay. I mean, in a way, this is kind of an example of the board getting upset about processes that actually worked and trying to replace them with processes that don't work, like we just saw. I mean, in 2010 and 2011, I was on like six committees or something, and the frat was one of the ones that actually worked and got something done. So I'm really sad to see us kind of fetishizing ineffective committees and ineffective groups and ineffective work. We do that a lot around here, and it's sad because the frat resolved about 10 or 15 deficiencies that appeared in our management letter on various audits and repaired them in specific terms. The frat wrote a, 10-page recovery plan that this board approved and passed. The frat did some really heavy lifting on revising our 20-year-old personnel policies, which is still something that this board needs to act on. These are like important structural work that the board really needed to do. And frankly, I think it's one of the more productive committees I've ever been on. So for me, while we don't have an audit deficiency right now, and maybe it's served its time, I think what I'm hearing here kind of sounds like crazy talk. I mean, it sounds like people basically wanting to eliminate any functional work groups within the organization. Because frankly, a lot of the other committees don't get anything done, and the frat actually
did. Tracy, your time is up.
It's just kind of a sad conversation, if you ask me.
Thank you. I believe Nancy Henschel was on stack. Nancy, is that correct, or have I mistaken?
No, but I'll stick with the last
no,
one. Margie.
It was Margie.
It was Margie. Thank you.
Thank you. I knew I had a fifth person. I'm so sorry. Go ahead, Margie, please.
Okay. Well,
I'm impressed by Tracy's description of all of the things that the frat did, because it's not my impression, and I certainly think that the revised personnel handbook is not a good an example of good work. I'm have a lot of concerns about that, and I'm sorry we haven't gotten back to it. But my main objection to this is that as long as I have been active, a member of the LSB and part of the KPFA governance structure, the frat has been meeting in secret. Now, I was not a director, so I couldn't get on the calls that way. I didn't even know you could. But I don't see the point of a committee that meets in secret. That can't be the reason to keep it around, and I don't see the point of it. We have lots of other committees, and they should be utilized. And to continue to have this body that doesn't hold public meetings in which members cannot listen in on the deliberations seems to me to be a very bad idea and promotes really very, very bad things.
Margie, your time is up.
Thank you. Anyway, that's it.
Summer, I just need to mention that we have like 14 seconds left in this session, so...
Thank you. Aren't we going till 10:30 Eastern?
On this item.
On this item, thank you. All right, thank you. And I'm sorry, Margie, were you finished?
Yeah, thank you.
Richard, to the second, we have any time.
Okay, quickly. Go ahead, Richard.
Quickly. The frat came into being because the auditor asked that some response be made, and they responded, and I think they did some good work. But I think that's all been taken care of, and that's behind us now. I don't necessarily think we were hiding. I think a lot of that was confidential stuff. I'm concerned now that the membership is not clearly defined, and I think that what the frat was doing should, in actuality, be the business of the ED and the CFO. And I think the board should be making sure that the ED and the CFO do their job. And apparently, last year, 2 years ago, or something, that was in question. And that's why it came into being. I think if the ED and the CFO are doing their job, it's unnecessary, and it's not called for in the present audit, as I understand. And I appreciate the work that was done earlier, but I think the time has come to do away with the committee and move on.
Okay, thank you very much. So we are out of time. The motion on the floor is rescinding results of the motion is off rat.
I get it. It's to renew the motion to dissolve the frat.
Thank you, Brian. I'm struggling here. Okay, I'm looking at it, trying to make that work for me. Okay, Richard, is that in your...
Point of order. Point of order. Guys, this is a two-step process. You've got to rescind the motion that the board passed earlier this year.
No, we voted it down.
No.
We voted down the motion to abolish the frat.
Right, exactly. It lost, and frat continued to exist.
May I read my own motion as a
contingent? You sure as heck may. Thank you.
The motion is to rescind the vote that was taken on March the 28th. And if we rescind it, then it also says there that we want to decide whether or not we...
Then you can reconsider, right, the abolishing.
Yeah.
Right, that's what you do. It's a two-step process.
Yeah, two-step. It's a Texas two-step.
Okay, so what you are saying is the first motion will be a motion to rescind the prior motion, and then you can introduce a secondary motion to dissolve the frat if the first motion to rescind passes, correct?
Point of information.
Right.
What?
Yep.
I'm sorry, who is the point of information?
This is Lydia. What did you just say?
I will
repeat that. Thank you.
Certainly, certainly. That previously, on March 28th, there was a motion passed affirming the existence of FRAT. So the first step is to rescind that motion. And if that passes, then to bring up a second motion to dissolve FRAT. So it'll be two motions in a row if the first one is successful. So the first one will be a rescission motion. Is somebody feeling very Robert's Rules of Order for me? Are we going to need two-thirds?
Well,
It's been noticed. It's a majority vote, Summer.
That's what I thought.
Majority.
The point of information. Wait. Yes, this is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
I remember making a motion to dissolve the FRAT.
Right, and it didn't pass.
You can't revote on the same motion. That's the will of the board. So you rescind that motion.
Wait a minute.
To uphold and then go forward.
May I ask a question? I'm asking a question.
Go ahead,
okay.
Lydia.
So I made a motion to dissolve the FRAT. And if that failed, wouldn't the FRAT be populated right now?
No,
Brenda made the motion.
About. It exists.
Not you, Lydia.
It just doesn't have anybody meeting.
Not Tracy. Can I just hear one? Listen to Summer, please. I'm
sure.
Sorry.
Lydia, that motion did. The FRAT was not dissolved by a motion of the board. In fact, it was affirmed in its continued existence. However, it has not met, and nobody's done anything to move it along. So,
what are we considering now, then?
Rescinding the motion which kept it alive. And if that motion is rescinded, then putting forward a motion to dissolve it.
This is Brian here.
Brian, go for it.
Can I take a procedural shortcut? What we're voting on? Can we just substitute a motion to discharge the FRAT?
No.
I think we can't. I think it's correct that we have to rescind the previous motion.
What's that?
I think we do have to rescind the previous motion because it affirmed FRAT's existence. So first we
take
that motion and then someone can vote a motion immediately to dissolve it.
Go to a vote, please.
We're wasting so much time here. You know whether you want this committee to continue or not.
I have a point of information. Hello?
Yes, Serene. Go ahead, please.
Can we hear the motion from March 28th, please?
Secretary, do you happen to have the motion March 28th available for the member or for all the members?
And define what it means if we vote yes and no, so we're clear. Thank you.
Yes. Glad to. Mr. Secretary?
Was I asked a question?
Yes, I asked if it was possible to pull up
Teresa
the
for the
staff point of information.
What you want to spend time doing?
A member's asked. Motion was of March 28th that is being rescinded for point of preference.
The motion requires a vote first to rescind the motion, the vote that was taken on March 28th.
The member's asking to know what the vote was that was taken on March 28th.
No, I have no idea. It may be in the minutes or something. But we're out of time. We need to move on.
Teresa for the stack.
Teresa, go ahead.
Mitchell for a point of information.
Hold on, folks. And I'm pulling up the minutes of March 28th here, so everyone, just hang on a second. What's your point of information, Nancy?
You know, I've asked Richard to elaborate on why he would want this to be passed right now. I don't understand the need for this at this point in time. I'm not clear on what the focus is.
Because I don't think we need the committee, our task force, whatever the hell it is.
I know, just prior to the November PNB meeting, though, I mean, we're going to be hearing some pretty creative ideas about, what we may and may not be able to do on the PNB level. I don't know that we might want to leave that at least open for discussion to maybe. I think the debate is closed.
If I may, I'm going to have to cut this entire discussion short. I don't see a motion on March 28th affirming the existence of FRAT.
or
doing anything about the existence of FRAT. It's on there, and it says unbudgeted obligations, and it's all about management not incurring obligations without conferring with the national office first. I'm reading the minutes of March 28th, and they cover, well, any number of subjects, needless to say, but when they get down to FRAT, what I see on here does not deal with its existence or its dissolution, quite frankly. So I'm going to have to actually, after all of this discussion on it, rule that this has to be postponed at least until the next meeting for clarification. Richard, I'll have to ask, perhaps the date is wrong, but I think the original motion that is being rescinded needs to be pulled up here because it doesn't appear to be in the March 28th minutes to me. So,
Madam Chair, may I be recognized?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, Teresa.
Okay. I'm assuming that that the body will take your suggestion to put this off until it's clarified. Are we going to be able to get to any of the budgets for approval tonight? If not, do I need to move that we add at least 15 minutes to at least get one of the budgets approved tonight?
I would suggest, well, we still have 13 minutes before we're even supposed to go into closed session. I'd suggest that we jump straight into budgets and maybe we can spare an extra few there. Maybe we could actually get through more than one budget. I don't know. What's the will of the body? We can certainly tackle one.
This is Brian. I would rather not repeat this debate about FRAT again. It's clear that Richard gave notice of a motion that would dissolve it. I mean, whatever you call it procedurally, can't we just vote on that?
I don't know if there's an objection to doing that or not, but I do know I can't find a motion to reach from March 28th.
It's in there. I wrote it down to myself. I don't know where it is.
No, I understand.
This is Tracy.
I don't think
it's back or a point of order or whatever.
Go for it. Go ahead, Tracy.
You know, this business about FRAT has been on the agenda for 6 months, and I'm really, you know, bored with it. I don't think this is an organizational priority, or should be, but I'm really disinterested in postponing it. We already put something else first on the agenda for the next meeting. We're not going to get to it again. And frankly, postponing it makes it less likely that we're going to get to the budgets, which, by the way, we haven't touched in the fiscal year. It's been over for 10 days. What I would like to do is call the question on this unimportant motion or motions and vote on it.
Well, it seems to be strange consensus across the aisles. Okay, I can't find a motion from that date to rescind. Procedurally to transforming Richard's motion into a motion simply to dissolve the FRAT. Is there any objection to having a straightforward motion, which is, does this committee continue to exist or not? Because it's hard to entertain a rescission for something you can't find on that date. And I think there's agreement by multiple parties that it should simply get voted upon. That's fine. Is there any objection? If my ruling will be then, unless there is an objection, that we go to a vote on whether or not to dissolve FRAT. And so that would be, if you vote yes, that would dissolve the FRAT, and no would be not dissolve the FRAT. And we will skip the rescission issue. This may be a suspension of the rules. In fact, find a motion on a different date that should have been rescinded. So this is a will of the body issue. If there is no objection from the body, then my ruling and recommendation would be that we have a straightforward motion, which is, shall the financial recovery audit task force be dissolved?
That's Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair?
No objection.
Madam Chair? Okay,
yes,
this is a point of clarification or something. I looked at that those minutes,
yes,
and I looked at the top of the minutes, and it said approved on March the 28th, and that was my mistake. It's the March 14th minutes where it was done.
Ah.
And the motion is on the page 3 at the bottom of the thing, and it was approved on March 28th. Actual meeting happened on March the 14th in open session.
Would you be kind enough just to read the motion that we're rescinding, and then I don't have to
do anything? Okay, the motion Brazan moved to dissolve the Financial Recovery and Audit Task Force, FRAT, of the PNB. Discussion followed. Motion to dissolve FRAT fail, 6-12-1.
Okay, very good. Then we know what we're rescinding. We're rescinding a vote of March 14th. Thank you, as reflected in the March 14th minutes. Okay.
No, point of order.
Wait, no, that you don't.
What? Brian.
Point of order, Brian, please. Serene.
You don't rescind something that didn't pass.
Yes, exactly.
I was rescinding the vote, but if you know if it doesn't pass, yeah, and we can just vote on it, I don't have a problem with it. You know, I think I agree with Tracy. I think we need to just vote and go on.
Is your point, Brian, that you don't rescind something that doesn't exist?
That's right.
The thing you're
trying to overcome the idea. Roberts has like the fact that it's dilatory to come back. That's already been defeated.
Point of
well.
Order. Yes.
So.
Exactly. Can I do a point of order very quickly? I don't care, whatever. But the point is, it's dilatory to bring the same motion back.
That's
to vote on again after it's already been, after the matter's already come up. And the motion to dissolve the frat already came up and already lost. So in theory, yes, you are rescinding the former vote because you're reconsidering something that the body has already reconsidered, which within a couple of months is not what you're supposed to do. So procedurally, we should do something to disavow the previous vote and then go on and make a new vote. However, for the purpose of expediency, because this is idiotic, I don't care.
Good. Does anyone object to my straightforward ruling, which is let's just take a vote on whether or not to solve the frat? I'm curious. Is there any objection to that?
No, this is Lydia. Just please clarify what yes means and what no means.
I will. I just want to make sure there's no objection, because we can consider that a suspension of the rules if we want to, but it's straightforward. All right, so then the motion on the floor will be, shall the FRAT committee, the Financial Audit Recovery Audit Task Force, be dissolved? That's very straightforward. So if you vote yes, you are voting to dissolve the committee. If you vote no, you're voting not to dissolve the committee. Or you may abstain. No objection to proceeding that way? Then let us proceed. Thank you. Mr. Secretary, please call the roll. And again, if you are in favor of dissolving the committee, then vote yes. If you are in favor of keeping the committee, then vote no. Thank you.
Okay, Edward Seeger?
Yes.
Yes. Rosenberg?
No.
No? I don't know. Siegel? Can't hear you, Dan. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Diaz?
Yes.
Yes. King?
Yes.
Yes. Norman?
I'm going to have to abstain.
Abstain. Brazan?
Yes.
Yes. Crumshaw?
No.
No. Medina?
Yes.
Yes. Allen?
No.
No. Polinar?
No.
No. Mitchell?
No.
No. Uzel, yes. Burden?
Burden, I just came on the call. Can you tell me what the vote is on?
This is a vote yes to dissolve the frat, no to keep it.
I'm going to have to vote no on this. I'm sorry.
No. Roberts?
Hello.
What was that? Can't hear you, Serene. Serene, did you just say something? Can anybody hear her?
No.
Okay.
No.
What was that?
No, I can't hear her either.
All right, Serene, how do you vote on this motion? Hello? Okay, Saba?
Abstain.
Abstain. Ray?
Yes.
Yes. Is that Serene coming in? Okay. And Siegel, are you there?
Hello.
I couldn't hear you. Who's that, Serene?
This is Serene now. I don't know what else you heard. But
how do you vote on?
I'm voting. I'm trying to tell you. I'm voting yes.
Yes, okay. Okay, Stiegel, were you there? Okay, I'm again. Nine six two
to dissolve the frat, correct?
Yep.
Thank you. The motion passes. Okay, is it the desire of the body to spend an additional half hour in open session for consideration of budgets as we are 10 days into our new fiscal year and then to spend a more shortened period of time in closed session, or is it the desire of the body to go immediately into closed session?
This is Teresa Allen. Can you recognize
me?
Yes, Teresa, you are recognized.
I move that we add an additional half an hour to discuss budgets.
Mm. Is there a second?
I second, Manish Sabha.
Second.
Thank you. Is there any objection to remaining in open session for an additional half hour until 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern for consideration of divisional budgets?
Brian, with a point of privilege.
A point of privilege. Okay, go ahead, please.
Before the meeting, I went through emails to look for budgets, and I got BAI, PFW, and KPFK, but there doesn't appear to have been a KPFA budget sent out to the board.
Okay. May I ask the Finance Committee? And if that's the case, I'm sure we will not get through four divisional budgets in one night. That's somewhat unrealistic. Perhaps if that is the case, then we won't consider that one this evening. Tracy Rosenberg, was the KPFA divisional budget sent out to the whole board?
Yes, it was on September 10th, 2013, when the NFC approved it.
Okay.
Right. It has not been sent more recently than that, which I understand. KPFK's was also not resent. It was sent at the end of August and around that time in September. WBAI and WPFW's budgets were sent late in September because they were done after the fact.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't have anything from Tracy that has a KPFA budget on September 10th. Was it maybe sent from a different address?
I don't either. This is Margie.
Okay, so for the sake of for the time that we have available to us, may I suggest that we tackle the other three budgets, because that's essentially giving 10 minutes per budget, which would be lightning speed for us to actually be able to approve budgets at 10 minutes apiece. May I suggest that perhaps we start with one or the other of those budgets and move through them and deal with KPFA as the last so that...
No objection.
I'm sorry,
No objection.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, which budgets?
KPFA. Certain members are saying they did not receive the KPFA budget. And,
right.
And what I am suggesting is that it's not likely that we will get through four divisional budgets in only half an hour, that we tackle the other budgets first, and that budget perhaps be resent to the board if,
thank
in
you.
Fact, certain members don't have it.
Okay, thank you.
If there's no objection to that, then I'll hand it back to the Finance Committee Chair in terms of what order to discuss the other budgets.
No objection.
Well... Okay, hold on a second. So the time extension has been approved for 30 minutes?
There was no objection to approving for 30 minutes. I mean, to extending for 30 minutes. No one objected to that. It's only been over whether or not this one particular budget was received by everyone.
Okay. It's pretty weird. Well, okay, I wasn't really expecting that we would actually get to this tonight based on the progress that we were making. So give me a second here.
Shocking, isn't it?
Yes.
It is. And whichever one you want to tackle first, I certainly have no preference as chair.
Mm-hmm.
This is Brian. I'm happy to discuss the other budgets. I've reviewed them.
Yes, no, I'm letting her choose which one should go on tap first, okay?
I see.
I don't hear any objection to tackling KPFA later, and I would just ask Tracy if you could go ahead and send that budget around to everyone again, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it was sent everywhere. It was sent to the Finance Committee. It was sent back to the LSB, and it was sent to the PNB. But anyway, all right, I'm opening up KPFK's budget, which is the first numerically and may well take us 30 minutes. Who knows?
There you go. Thank you very much.
So we will see how it goes.
All right. So KPFK's original budget was presented to the Finance Committee at the end of August. It was the first budget that came in. My recollection of the trajectory, it's been about 6 weeks now, so it's a little bit hard to remember, but my understanding is that it was presented to us largely as a management budget by the KPFK GM, Bernard Duncan. I'm not sure whether the KPFK Ellis, I believe that the KPFK Ellis be approved it to some extent, although it was contentious. Basically, what happened at the Finance Committee and the way that the conversation went was we basically took a look. Everyone agreed on the primary challenge of the budget, which was addressing the premium cost overruns at KPFK, which, as we know, were substantial in the last quarter of 2012 of the previous fiscal year, which had a negative effect on KPFK's income statement through the course of the year. So the general manager and the treasurer talked a bit about the premium goals. The idea was that the station is going to make an attempt to reduce the reliance on premiums and premium costs, both in a specific sense with mispriced water filters and in a more global sense in terms of trying to get the premium to listener support ratio back in the vicinity of 1 to 8, 1 to 9, 1 to 10. In 2013, that ratio was 1 to 6, which is extremely high. So the discussion at the Finance Committee basically focused on the realism of those goals and how much change could be achieved, how quickly. The premium costs are basically projected to be about, let me get the exact numbers here. Are projected to be considerably less than they were in 2013, but not quite as considerably less as the LSB had hoped that the station could achieve. We were basically looking at about a $50,000 reduction in premium costs. Our concern was that if the station really attempted to go from a 1 to 6 ratio directly to a 1 to 12 or 1 to 13 ratio, that the station might experience a depression in their listener support numbers, which at KPFK are considerably higher than any other station by $250,000. So we basically split the difference and ended up with the following. We have a total revenue of $3,431,000. Of that, $3 million is listener support, which compares pretty well with the $3,042,000 that is projected for 2013. We are looking at expenses of $2,863,000 for four central services. We are looking at shared services of $559,000 for a net of $7,949, which is pretty average for the surpluses that the stations are anticipating for the following year. I think that's about it. I will take questions. Anything else noticeable about this budget? That's really about it. Mostly the conversation was about the premium overruns, how that would be corrected in 2014. That was pretty much what we focused on.
Thank you,
Tracy.
Are there
questions? Brian, please.
Go ahead, Brian.
Benito,
I have two questions.
Okay, Brian, Benito, anyone else want to be on stack for Tracy? Okay, I'll take other people afterwards. Go ahead, Brian.
I have two questions, and they're probably going to apply to all the budgets. How are we calculating the CPB money for next year? Is that a hard number from CPB, or are we guessing about how much they're willing to give us, our stations? And the second one, let me just, the second one is the Free Speech Radio News expense line.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we don't have Free Speech Radio News anymore, what's going on with that money? Is it going back to the stations to pick national programming, or what?
Okay, both those questions are slightly beyond my ken, but in terms of the CPB figures, they are always an estimate based on the completion of the AFRs. The figures come from the CFO. In this particular case, we went off the AFRs and then did a subtraction for the premium pricing penalty, which, of course, will be assessed in 2014. That's the reason for the substantial drop in all of the station budgets.
But do we have a hard number for that penalty, or are we still waiting to find out how big it is?
Yes, we have a hard number for the penalties in the CPB audit letter, which is posted online. Okay, continuing to the next question for Free Speech Radio News, those are NPPAG grants that come from the CPB specifically for national programming. At the time, of course, that the budgets were completed, it was assumed that the money would be used for FSRN. At this particular point in time, we don't know what it's going to be used for, but we do know that it's an obligatory expense for national programming. So basically, it continues to be a programming expense as it is laid out in the budget, and we can basically substitute for the FSRN line item, national programming. I don't know what specific arrangements will be made for the NPPAG operations next year, but again, the amount of money is consistent and the purpose for which it is spent is consistent. So from a budgetary point of view, there's really no impact. We can't take the money out of programming expenses and plop it into some other category.
Stack, please. Lizette.
Thank you. Benito, and then Lizette. Benito?
Okay, well, first of all, I would like to request that Tracy speak English, because I don't understand not one thing that she has said. I am not a numbers person. I don't know nothing about finances, and Tracy, no harm. I mean, you know, I don't mean no harm, but, like, I don't understand what you're talking about. You know, you've thrown out a bunch of ABC and CER and this, that, and the other. I have no idea what that's all about. I don't know what's being referred to, so I would just request that you start all over again, and in general. And then specifically, I would like you to explain what is meant by these premium cost overruns.
Okay, it would help, Benito, if you would tell me what it is that you don't explain, that you don't understand.
I didn't understand anything you said, is my point. I did not understand anything you said.
I'm sorry about that. I will try to clarify some things. I don't want to speak for 10 more minutes.
Well, the point is, I didn't understand your report, Tracy. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't understand your use of technical terminology, because I don't speak that language.
Point of order.
Can I continue? Teresa,
yes.
Just wait a second. You can do the point of order when I'm done. Okay. So an AFR are the forms that we fill out to report to the CPB our number of members and the programs that we put on. It's a report. Based on that report, the CPB allocates our funding from year to year. So the AFR report is what the CFO uses to estimate what the CPB grant will be for the upcoming year. So that's the answer for what an AFR is. For a premium overrun, what that means is that KPFK spent a lot of money on premiums. They spent far more on premiums than they planned to. And accordingly, even though they had a $1 million fund drive, in the fall of 2012, their premiums were over $200,000. I think it was like $250,000. So the net on that fund drive was only about $750,000 before you do fulfillment and before you put all of the other things in there. So it ended up being a much smaller fund drive than they thought, because they're able to keep a smaller percentage of the money. So basically, they didn't have the amount of money that they thought that they would have.
So when we looked at the budget for this year, it was like, okay, that was a problem. That's part of the reason that we ended up in a deficit at that station. What are we going to do about it? And I think that's about the best I can do with a quick explanation. If you have a follow-up, Benito, I'll try to answer it.
Well, I can't follow up, Tracy, because I didn't understand anything you said the first time. I don't understand your report. I don't understand, you know, what is the bottom line with the, and maybe that's the question, you know, what is the bottom line with the budget of KPFK?
The bottom line is $3,431,000 in KIN revenue. Not standing in front of my computer now, $7,000 less than that in expenses and a surplus of $7,900. That's the bottom line. That's what we're recommending as a financial plan going forward. What we discussed in the committee was how much we anticipated spending on premiums in order to get a certain number of listener support pledges. In other words, for $3 million, can listener support, which is what we're hoping that we can book, how much are we going to have to spend on premiums? We know that we spent too much in 2013. We're going to try to spend less, but how much less can we spend?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Lizette was next on. I'm sorry, who was the point of information? Lizette was next on stack.
Teresa was
Lydia.
The point of information, and Lizette's on the stack, I think.
There you go, Tracy. Go ahead.
And Lydia, please.
Can you hear me?
Okay, so do you want to take Teresa's point of information?
Yeah. Teresa will come in after Lydia. I'll come in after Lydia. I'll come in after Lydia.
All right, you've got Lizette, Lydia, and then Teresa. Lizette?
My question is, Tracy, I heard from our interim general manager last evening that when she came on board, she did ask, or the committee decided to have her look at the budget. Where are we with it now? I forgot to ask her last night.
Oh, this is about WPFW.
Yes,
okay, Summer, is it okay if I give a quick answer to this? I know it's the wrong budget, but
I object. Well, it's up to you, Tracy.
I can answer it in Michelle
order.
Price.
Point of order. Madam Chair.
All I'm asking where the budget is at. What is wrong with that woman?
Point of
wherever?
Order. Can I be recognized?
One moment, please. What is your point of order, Teresa?
The point of order is that we're discussing KPFK. We need to vote on KPFK. Can we please discuss KPFK so we can approve it or not approve it and then move on to WPFW? If we get into a big discussion about WPFW, we might not get K approved. So please.
All right. I fell asleep. That's why. Sorry, I withdraw it.
Thank you, Lizette. I'm so sorry. Okay. Tracy, so we'll hold off on PFW.
Sorry, I withdraw it.
Thank you, Lizette. You're very kind. Lydia's next, followed by Teresa.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, please.
Oh, okay. So I have a question, and again, I'm not in front of my computer, so I can't look, but we're in the middle of a PD search, and I think we have $1,000 in the budget for LSV, and we were hoping to increase that by another $1,000 in order to place the ad in the dailies. Did you say
let me look. I think there might be something for personnel search in there. Let me look.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, it's a specific line item, so I have to look it up. No, there's nothing there for personnel search. Nothing was added. For the LSB expenses, there is not much, $435. Doesn't look like that happened. It wasn't taken out of the draft budget that was brought by the LSB treasurer and the IGM. So I guess I'm going to have to say they didn't put it in. I don't recall it being brought up, and I don't see anything here.
Should we just wait and do when we do the quarterly review
by the LSV, should we just wait till then to amend it, or should I move to amend now?
What amount are you talking about? $1,000 or?
No, well, the ads, you know, for the LA Times, I mean, for the dailies and so forth, would probably run us about $1,500 to $2,000. And so we only have $400 in there. I thought we had $1,000, so.
John,
a larger amount than I thought, yeah.
I think we can probably commend it. That sounds like a pretty straightforward commitment, but it sounds like John might have something to contribute to this. So
okay.
Maybe we should hear what he has to say. But yeah, I think we can commend it.
I think we have had ample opportunity when we went through the budget, and this amount was not included in that. So I think that it would not be appropriate to bring it up at this time, but would need to be something that would be recommended by the LSD and then brought back to us as a budgetary improvement or change.
Okay, then I can move it at the amendment process, I guess, if he objects.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
You have Teresa next on stack.
Okay.
I'm ready to vote. That's what I'd like to say.
Let me do one thing which might address some of Lydia's concerns, because I'm just kind of looking through this. There is a sort of a miscellaneous administrative account. It's line 99 in the budget for $3,600. And it may be, although I'm forgetting the conversation, that that's where the personnel search stuff was put.
Oh, good. Thanks. We'll inquire. Thank you. Yeah, we just barely had our second meeting, so just started dealing with this last night. Thank you.
Yeah. So it might not be necessary to do anything formal. It looks like there's a little room to work with. Okay.
Thank you,
Teresa.
So much.
Sure. Teresa?
I just wanted to say I thank the Finance Committee for all of their hard work. I know that our treasurer has done a lot of work. People like Benito, if they have questions, they can talk to their treasurer or the director that was on the Finance Committee, and I'm ready to vote. Thank you.
Okay. Well, if there's no further questions, Summer, I guess you can
go ahead.
That would be that for this budget.
Maybe there's no objection.
All right. Do you want to move approval of the budget, Tracy?
Sure. I move approval of the NFC recommended KPFK fiscal year 2014 budget.
Is there any objection?
No objection.
I don't have an objection. I abstain because I don't understand. This is Benito.
Okay. So, Mr. Secretary, can you please call the roll? A yes vote is to approve the budget. A no vote is not to, or you may abstain.
Brian, with one question.
Yes, Brian.
Were there any changes beyond the premiums line made to the budget at the NFC level?
Let me try to remember. God, we should really do these things faster. There were a couple of expense trims that happened as a result of the premiums changes. They were not major. As I recall, the categories that they impacted, little bit of direct mail, which we took down slightly from some of the earlier estimates. Didn't do anything with programming, as I recall. We did a couple of things with the travel, which was slightly reduced, not a huge amount. And the personnel figure came down by about one half of an FTE. It had already been reduced by two FTEs when it came to us. And I think that, and I believe that became 2.5 FTEs, and it was the position of the general manager at KPFK that he was expecting some positional attrition, and that he was not intending to replace those positions.
You mean the manager supported that change?
The manager brought the budget to us with a reduction in the personnel items. Yes.
Thank you. All right, may we go to a vote?
Summer, please. Benito.
Go ahead.
Yeah, again, I have to object. Tracy, you used this language that I at least don't understand. A minute ago, you used the word some abbreviations, the same abbreviation about two or three times. I don't know what you're talking about.
Which abbreviation?
I'm trying to remember. I don't even know. Just in answer to Brian's question a minute ago.
The full-time employee, maybe.
I don't recall using an abbreviation. You have to tell me.
Yeah, FTE. I don't know what it was.
FTE means full-time employees. When
okay, you see, so I didn't even know that much.
Chair.
Okay.
It does mean. Chair, can I say something?
Yes, Lizette.
I have to back up Benito here, and I take objection to the member from Texas talking about where Benito should go and get information. When we are in meetings, we need to get information that we can take a decision on. And FTE, just say what it means. I didn't know what it means either.
It means full-time equivalent.
Yeah, but we need to stop you know, using language that everybody doesn't understand.
I agree.
Thank you.
And I'll back him up.
I didn't mind answering the question. I just wanted to know what it was that he...
just speak English language.
Which abbreviation it was.
Tracy, when you use words that people are totally unfamiliar with, they can't remember what it is that you've said. So it doesn't help to ask them to point out what it is they don't remember. It's just not helpful. That's
and for the member to come and talk about where he should go and get, it's out of order. It's called access.
Thank you. All right, may we please go to a vote?
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Perry, if you could call the roll, please. And again, if you want to approve the KPFK budget, then vote yes. If not, then vote no, or you may abstain. Thank you.
Okay, this is for the KPFK budget. Alan. Teresa.
Alan says yes.
Okay, thank you. Yes. Polinar. Can't hear you, Jessica. Kitchell.
Yes.
Yes. Uzel, yes. Burton.
I'm sorry, I've missed. What are we voting on? I apologize.
KPFK's budget.
Oh, I vote yes. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Roberts.
I abstain.
Abstain. Saba.
Can't hear Saba.
Yeah. Serene, could you mute your phone? Serene, please mute your phone. Saba.
Uzel, I don't know why you're shouting my name out. I unmuted to say FTE.
I was asking you to mute your phone. Lady.
No, you
I'm
were commanding.
Right
you were commanding me to mute my phone. I was already muted. The
right,
noise
let me
is not
you.
From
come
here.
Mute your damn phone, please. Now let's get on with this.
It's
phone.
Not her phone. I'm sorry. Summer. Summer.
Yes.
Who is
please.
He referring to about your
come
damn
on,
phone? Is he confusing me with a member of his household again?
Mr.
Hey.
Gentle folks, may I please ask everyone to stand down?
We're trying to do a vote here, folks. Let's do it.
Richard is you're not my
order.
Phone.
Saba, what's your vote? Marjay? Marjay, are you there? Gray?
Yes.
Yes.
Richard, this is Jessica.
Jessica.
You couldn't hear me earlier. I couldn't unmute fast enough. But I can wait until you come back around.
What is your vote? Yes or no?
To approve the budget?
KPFK budget.
Yes, I approve the budget.
Yes. Amber Stegard.
Yes.
Yes. Rosenberg.
Yes.
Yes. Siegel. Hey, Dan. Wilkinson.
I abstain.
Abstain. Diaz.
No.
No. King.
No.
No. Norman.
Yes.
Yes. Brazon.
Yes.
Yes. Crumshow.
Yes.
Yes. Medina.
Yes.
Yes. Anybody pass?
I think it's 12-2-2.
Maybe. You're right, 12-2-2. Thank you.
Summer, on procedure, this is Margie. Summer. Oh,
sorry, I'm sorry, I was muted. Yes, Margie.
I really object to the way Richard handled that situation. We have a very difficult phone call tonight. There are many noises. You cannot possibly know where they all come from.
Part of personal privilege.
I'm sorry. I'm not done yet.
Please wait, Richard.
I do not think that it benefits the meeting or our ability to work together to be treated with disrespect. And I have the same problem around the issue of how the budget discussion was handled and the way Richard dealt with the issue of somebody's phone making too much noise. We can't do this. We have to deal with this differently. It cannot be done this way. And I want people to think about how what they do affects the general situation and the rest of us here. It's just impossible, and that's all. I'm done.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes, sir.
I did not mean any disrespect to anybody. When the member came on, the noise was there. The member voted, and the noise remained. I just said, please mute your phone. I'm sorry if I offended anybody. That's not a real offensive thing to say, but...
It was the way you did it, Richard. It was the way you did it.
Hey, okay. You know, that's to be determined next week or something. Yeah. Let's go on.
All right, President. I would ask for a level of civility and decorum amongst all members. I would... agree that we cannot always identify the source of noise, and sometimes it's coming from multiple phones at the same time. Out of courtesy, everyone try to be mindful of muting your phones, and let us also try to be polite to one another when asking that be done if it is a noisy situation.
Summer, this is Heather. Our time is up.
Yes, I see that, Heather.
I also, Summer, if you don't mind, I would also like to thank so much the Finance Committee and Tracy for their great work on these budgets. So, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, very good. So we are adjourned. We've gotten through one budget in that additional half hour. It'll be 8 p.m. It's 8 p.m. now.
Madam Chair, Teresa, can I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead.
Madam Chair, unless we have something really pressing in executive session, and I'm sorry, I can't remember if there is. And because we
RFP.
Have no corporate, because we have no corporate counsel to come into executive session, so we're not waiting on anything. If we can allow another 10 minutes for a discussion of another budget, I would like to entertain that.
No.
The Finance Committee Chair would actually like to object to that. I think that it is 11 p.m. on the East Coast. There is a matter that is of importance
to the East Coast members, and I do not think that at this point in time we should proceed to another budget. They are important, but I don't believe that we are going to deal with either the Washington or the New York budgets effectively in 10 minutes. And I think taking another 20 or 30 minute discussion right now would be putting in danger things that we need to deal with tonight. So if it's okay, Teresa, I'm going to say I don't think we should proceed.
Thank you, Tracy. And I would tend to agree we do have a matter of some significant weight for consideration.
Then I move we adjourn.
In closed session, yes. If we may adjourn, please. And let us quickly resume in closed session, everyone. Thank you very much. Thank you to members of the public listening on the stream this evening. And see all of you in a couple of weeks. Thank you, everyone.